Speaking with head golf coach at Cameron High School, this is Jonathan Willoughby. Coach Willoughby, thanks for taking a few minutes and catching up with us today.
Hey, thank y'all. We really appreciate it.
First off, let's talk about your Rangers and Lady Rangers and how things have been going. Let's start with so far this season. Tell us a bit about your team.
So we got off to a really good start this season. You know, for us, you know, we compete a lot with our 3A schools and 4A schools that's in Southwest Wyoming. And it was really awesome to get off to a fast start. We've got a lot of talent on our team, and to see them compete against these larger schools, especially with the amount of talent that they have from top to bottom, was really, really special, especially with our boys, our number one and number two. But, you know, our number three showed up and showed out, as well as our number four and number five. Our number one girl who, you know, has, you know, talent coming out of her ears, she really hit the ground running, won that first tournament. So just really great to see that. And it's just been really special to watch them evolve throughout the season.
And we've had Taslin on with us earlier, just after that opening weekend win. So we're a little familiar with what she is and how impressive she is. Maybe give us some names of some of your guys on your guys' team. And you say that you've got a great crew. Kind of give us some names to go with those positions.
So our number one, our senior, Austin Christian, I can't say enough about him. I mean, you know, just like Taslin, he's got a lot of talent. He's really hit his stride this year. He's gotten better year in and year out. I've been able to watch him grow from a freshman to where he is now, and he has just been putting up some phenomenal scores. We have another freshman, Trevin Benson, who is just as talented as the other two. He's been really consistent this year, shooting in the 70s. Peaks a little bit in the 80s, but still a phenomenal score. But he's got a lot of talent, and it's super exciting to see him do well. Our number three, another senior, Ethan Perkins. I've been able to watch him grow as well and see his development throughout the season, and he's been really hitting his stride. My number four, Bowman Sandel, you know, he's more of a swimmer, more of a track star, has a lot of talent. But because he's got just that natural athletic ability, he's been able to grow as well over these last couple of seasons. And then our number five, Sam Swan, like Bowman, he's a junior too. He's hitting his stride and doing really well on the golf course too. And then we have another freshman, our number six, Charlie Lozier. You know, he's got some talent. He's been growing as well and getting better week in and week out. So, you know, when you look at our squad from top to bottom, it's definitely something that gets you excited about what you can do week in and week out. And I love where we're sitting right now heading into state this coming up week.
See, sounds like a great blend of veteran guys and some brand new kids as well. I want to talk about their dedication because we're all too familiar with how golf can be a challenge to get your rounds in Western Wyoming. Talk to us about that in Kemmer, and they got a great course, obviously, but talk about how your kids have been able to get their time in despite some of those obstacles.
Well, just like you said, you know, golf is a sport that you really have to put time in it. You know, I believe also you really got to love it, and if you love it, that allows you to show up every day, even if it's not during the season, and put the work in it. You know, I always focus on three things week in and week out. You know, hit your fairways, hit your greens and regulations, don't three putt. And as long as we're doing that, we're going to put ourselves in great positions, and they're able to work on those things, even in the off season. You know, a couple of my golfers are lucky enough to have some simulators in the garage. So even when the winter hits, and we know that winter can last a little bit longer than we would like, but they're able to put that work in even in the off season and just grow as golfers day in and day out. You know, we start early. You know, spring season, I always tell them, you know, spring is a jump start to get you ready to play a lot of summer golf and put that work in through the summer, because when we show up, you know, early August, You know, we're limited on the practice days because we're just, you know, we're at golf tournaments 3 out of the 5 days. So really important for them to put in the work, not only during the season, but, you know, as well as the off season. And it's really shown. You can tell that they have really taken pride in their ability, and it shows on the golf course.
Well, you touched on the fact that State's coming right up, and your guys are going to be right there in the mix, it looks like, and they've you've kind of gotten used to that. Of course, Taslin's going to be in the mix for maybe that individual champion and then maybe building on some team stuff later on. Kind of talk to us about where you feel like your team stands as you come into the final couple of weekends of the calendar or of your schedule.
Yes, sir. You know, I really like where we're at. I feel like we've really hit our stride. The golfers are where they need to be. You know, sometimes it can be easy to focus on a score. But like I said, as long as we're focusing on those three things, the fairways, the greens and regulations, don't three putt, you know, as long as they can remember those things, they're going to be there at the end. They're going to be competing for not only team recognition, but as well as individual recognition. So I really like where we're at. You know, since I've taken over, I've been blessed to have a lot of talented golfers year in and year out. You know, my first year we finished second, my second year we finished third, and then last year we were second again. So we're right there, but as long as we can take care of our business, keep our minds in the game, keep fighting, I think we've got another shot this year. I really, really do.
Well, let's talk about some of the teams that you're going to be trying finishing in front of. Who are some of the main contenders in your mind?
You know, over the last couple of years, we've really had to watch out for Thermopolis. You know, they've been able to bring a lot of talent to their golf team year in and year out. So they're definitely, you know, the team to always beat. We're actually going to be lucky enough. While everybody's doing their conference this week, we're going tomorrow. We're going to meet up with them in Lander and do a little duel with them. So that's going to give us an opportunity to kind of size up the competition, see where we stand with those golfers. But not only them, but Upton. Upton was a team to beat. You know, they won it last year. They also got a lot of talent. Their number one is a heck of a golfer and really pushes our golfers to bring their best to stay and compete at a high level. So, those are some of the big teams. I expect Tun River to be talent as well. Just really excited to get out there tomorrow, but definitely excited to get out there next week and see what we can do as a golf team.
One more thing I wanted to touch on, as I mentioned earlier earlier this month, we had Taslin on after that opening weekend win of hers. And we kind of talked to her about building that girls program up. Obviously, she's a great cornerstone moving forward. What are some things that you'd like to see happen maybe in the next calendar year as far as your girls program maybe building around her?
I'd like to have more girls come out and play golf with us. You know, it's a great team sport. All sports can prepare you for life, but I really feel that golf can really prepare you for life, especially – you know, those ups, but as well as those downs. But definitely would like to try to build around Taslin, try to build a team around her so, you know, we can bring a full girl squad, not only to our weekly tournaments, but as well as state, and really have a chance to go out and compete at a high level. I always talk to Taslin and lean on her. You know, I'm in the elementary school, so I'm not lucky enough to be at the high school, but you know, I ask not only her, but all of our golfers to try to help me recruit, try to tell them the fun that we have, and just the camaraderie that we build around each other in order to bring in some more girls. But, yeah, it's been a minute. It really has. So moving forward in the next season, I would really like to build that girls program and see what we can do and see if we can compete at a high level next year.
Well, hopefully a few future Rangers heard you today throughout Western Wyoming. We appreciate your time, Coach Willoughby, and wish you the best of luck, not just this weekend, but at state, and hopefully you'll be riding some fire trucks afterwards.
Yes, sir. I would really love to see that. I think we've put the work in. We've worked really hard, but, you know, you still got to show up and show out and take care of our business. So I appreciate the time that y'all have taken with me today. And, yeah, hey, go Rangers. We are KR.
Jonathan Willoughby, Kemmer Rangers Golf here on SVI. We'll be back after this.